Hey guys, welcome. This is Latino Vegano, Latin Vegan, and this is episode number 44. And you know I'm Roger, love talking about veganism from all angles. And today, I don't have a special guest today, it's me again. I'm going to be talking about what can you eat as a vegan. I actually touched this topic on the last week version in Spanish, but I still want to touch this topic a little further. And so that's why I decided to create this episode doing it in English now. So like I said, last week I spoke about this topic in Spanish. However, I feel like it's necessary that I touch this topic a little bit more and clarify this common question that we get all the time. Most vegans get this question all the time. Why can you eat as a vegan? So if you're a new vegan, vegan curious, meatless Monday, healthy eater, or just interested in adopting a vegan lifestyle or a plant-based lifestyle, this is the right episode for you. So you stay tuned. You're going to listen to a lot of the staple meals that most vegans eat and food ideas that you can also implement. So let's go. Vamos.
Latinoyvegano.com.
Okay. So usually I would like to talk and give a little bit of history when I'm speaking about a specific topic. So, but let me clarify, before we even go further of like, what can you eat as a vegan? I like to say everything that you can eat, I can eat it vegan. So yeah, absolutely. So everything that you can think of, every single meal, every single food out there, you can find a vegan version of this meal. So let's just put that out there. From ice cream, sodas, to candies, cake, pizza, burgers, and more. And I know this is not most of the healthiest food, but right now I'm not speaking about the healthiest standpoint. I'm just saying, what can you eat? So all this food, regardless of the health benefit, all this food can be found on a vegan form or vegan presentation in most grocery store. I just think most of people are not aware of the amount of products available out there. So if you're not one of those persons, or you're one of those persons that are not aware of all the vegan product, this is a good way to kind of like get that awareness up or familiarize with a lot of the products out there that are vegan or at least plant-based. You can get that in most local stores. Now, in some places, you might have to go to a specific store. But for the majority of the products, especially like me here in Texas, I go to HEB, which is a pretty famous local here to Texas grocery store. Even if I will go to, like, say, Walmart, for example, I can also find a lot of products. Like I said, it's just a lot of people that don't know which is those products. So once you get familiar with those products, it will be easier for you to spot them up. If you live in a small town, for example, then try checking a bigger city. Sometimes a bigger city have more options when it comes to like restaurants and a lot of food. Check out online for small health stores. A lot of the whole small stores, they also carry a lot of products. A lot of the restaurants too. Sometimes restaurants, they actually sell the food, but they also sell you the products that they prepare. So you might want to take that into consideration as well. They use those products as an upsell as well. You can also try ordering online. A lot of the stores do delivering, and you can get a drop off or deliver to your location. I know it will cost you a little bit more, but at least it gives you the opportunity to get the right products to you, and then you get the right nutrients and the right vegan products that you want to. It's not like you can find them. I remember for a long time, here living in Texas, there wasn't a specific store that has a lot of the product. And now I used to order a lot of my stuff from a store in, I think it was located in Portland, Oregon, which they're pretty big in when it comes to veganism. So I used to order a lot of their stuff on their online, and they used to send it to me in a box with ice, especially it was a product that requires to be kept cold, so which is kind of pretty cool. So it was a little more expensive, but at least I was able to get a lot of the products. Now that veganism has grown so much, you can find a lot of those products here now. So for those who live in like an outside of the city, try to see some of these options that I mentioned to be able to get some of the products that are, you can't get maybe from your local stores. You can also read a lot of the labels in a lot of the products that you can find in your grocery store. A lot sometimes they don't use the word vegan or plant-based to identify this product. They basically just list the ingredients. And if these ingredients have no animal byproduct, then you, for the most part, you are good. So just make sure that there's no animal byproduct. And sometimes they disguise the animal byproducts by changing the names. So make sure that if you don't recognize a name on a product, first, that's a red flag. Then second, you might want to double check online to see if there's no animal derivative in that kind of product. So that's a big suggestion there. So another suggestion, just to continue around this line of a couple of suggestions of where you can find this vegan food or products, is to also, you can join several groups, and social media has a lot of options when it comes to communities. And these communities allow you to have people maybe around your area or maybe close by or in your same city or sometimes town or sometimes same state or province, depending on where you live. And this community, I mean, like always, any community allows you to have like more information and people that kind of share the similar lifestyle. So there's tons of groups on Facebook. Instagram also has some groups. And you can join my Facebook group, Latino Vegano. And I have some information there as well. And some other communities, Solo Vegano is another good community from Jasmine. They have people from all over the world. And they like to share a lot of information. So you can always ask those groups, hey, you know, is anyone in this area knows X, Y, and Z place where I can find this product? And most likely you're going to find somebody that is going to share some information. So that's very key. Okay, so what can you eat as a vegan? So I always smile when I ask these questions because you can eat pretty much everything that you wanted to, as long as I have no animal product, right? Since you know that vegans eat anything that is available cruelty-free, meaning any processed food, product, or item that is listed as vegan or the ingredients doesn't have any animal byproduct, you can find several brands that makes vegan milk, vegan cheese, vegan burgers, vegan burritos, vegan bread, vegan sausages, vegan cakes, and so on and so forth. So literally, vegans, anything that is vegan, vegans eat it, right? Anything vegan, vegan friendly, anything that has the label vegan, vegans eat it. So there's no quote unquote restriction as far as like, what can you eat as a vegan, or you have to eat a specific stuff. For us, mostly it's like, we don't eat anything that have any animal byproduct, anything that is come from animal sources. That's it. So that includes no meat, no cheese, no egg, you know, no, none like that. So we focus mostly in eating anything that is cruelty free, pretty much. So if it's labeled vegan, a vegan will eat it. Now, however, if your goal is to eat a healthier vegan diet, whole food plant-based diet is the best way to go, basically. So it's where I actually recommend you eating. I'm okay with people using processed food kind of like as a transition period. A lot of people like to use food like, you know, I don't like to use the word mock meat, but it's a term used very commonly. But I would like to use as vegan meat or vegan products, processed vegan product. They like to use it as a transitioning period, which is totally fine. But you want to basically focus on eating as natural as possible. And I will go ahead and elaborate a little bit on this term, on this. But yes, you want to focus mostly in eating whole food plant-based. And that is because you want to be able to eliminate what is a high consumption of oil, salt, and sugars out of your diet. Processed food also reduce that to a minimum. And also you want to focus on mostly eating fruit, legumes, grains, vegetables, and so on and so forth. Why is that important, Roger? Because I'm going to mention you guys something that I found out of the U.S. Center on Disease Control and Prevention. And they showed that the list of the 10 leading causes of death, 6 of those are strongly linked to nutrition, especially animal-based protein and by animal byproduct. So if you are still eating meat in 2021, you definitely need to stop, because not only you are affecting the environment, you eating sentient beings that doesn't deserve it, and then you're killing yourself as well. Because I'm going to go ahead and read all these causes of death, and 6 out of the 10 are related to the food some of y'all are eating, which is not acceptable, guys. So if you don't care about the animal, you should care about yourself at least. First one is heart disease. This one is totally linked to food. Cancer. They say cancer is hereditary. But I'm not debating that part, and that's true. But you can spike the cells by the type of food you eat. So if you have a high protein, a high animal-based diet, this is going to affect those cells. So cancer is number 2 on that list. Number 3 on that list is lower respiratory disease. So that's not necessarily linked to food. It's mostly linked to smoking. Stroke is number 4 on that list. Yes, stroke. Accident, of course, accident has nothing to do necessarily with food. Alzheimer's disease is also linked to food, and that's part of that list at number 6. Number 7 is diabetes. That's number 7, and that list is also related to food. Influenza pneumonia, that's not necessarily related to food, okay? And then you have kidney disease, which is, yes, it's food related. And then you got the last one, suicide, which is not linked to food. So, yes, guys. So, this information, I'm going to link the source on the description of the video and the podcast audio. That way, y'all can actually look it in your own self and see that this is a reliable source. This is actually provided by the government. So, it's a list that's updated. I think every 3 or 4 years, somewhere like that, but it's a very scary list. So I highly suggest that if you still eating animals, to reconsider or stop, because you literally putting your sentence on your own life. So that's very key, guys. Very key. So I'm going to repeat that list one more time. You got heart disease, cancer, stroke, Alzheimer's, diabetes, and kidney stone. If you know anyone in your family or you that has suffered or had any of these things before or have it right now, trust me, if they start making small changes on their diet, they're going to see some improvements. And this is going to allow you guys to have a better life, a healthier life. And that's what I want for y'all, just to have a healthier life. One thing, guys, so from the vegan standpoint, you can be vegan, or you got vegans that are not necessarily a whole food plant-based eaters or practice a whole food plant-based diet. You have some vegans that are mostly just eat junk food, that have no nutrition information or have no value with eating a healthier vegan diet. At the same way that you have people that are not necessarily ethical vegans or ethical or environmentalists. So is there so many layers to it? But at the same time, it don't matter. This is actually going to be more focused for those that are interested in adopting a plant-based diet or adopting a vegan lifestyle, regardless of how you approach it. Like I said, my suggestion is you can start transitioning by eating some of this processed food, and eventually you want to be able to focus on a more of a whole food plant-based diet, because it's going to allow you to have, you're going to have better health. You're going to feel better. You're going to feel lighter. You're going to feel clear. I mean, it's going to bring you so many benefits. So now that I go over what is a vegan and what does a vegan eat from a whole food perspective, I compile a list of several of the categories of food that you can eat on a whole food plant-based diet. Because that's the biggest question. So like, what do we eat now that I decided to go whole food? But even if you are just a vegan coming in, transitioning from your omnivore diet or your carnivore diet, what I highly suggest is that you can consume less processed, but then try to consume more whole food. And some of the categories on the whole food, I'm going to mention some categories if you want to classify them that way. And I'm going to add some food that you can eat. So for example, in a whole food plant-based diet, we eat legumes, right? Okay, so what part of legumes or what kind of legumes do you eat? Any legumes. So you have navy beans, kidney beans, peas, lentils, chickpeas, and the list goes on and on and on. So you can just pretty much list legumes. I will have a lot of this information on my website, but you can just list legumes and then you can have tons of the legumes that you can eat. Find the ones you like. Find the better one. Lentils is super good. It's super good for you. Now you got the bulbs. You got onion, garlic, shallots, you know. You got as an example. Then you got the flower vegetables. Which are the flower vegetables? You got cauliflower, broccoli, artichoke, right? Those are the list of the flower vegetables. And then you can continue seeing more. Just look for those. You got fruits. Then you can get creative with your fruits. You got tomato, orange, kiwi, bananas, berries, strawberries. And the list goes on, right? So any fruits. So you got steamed vegetables. What are the steamed vegetables? You got celery, you got asparagus, and you know, find all these steamed vegetables that you can definitely eat and enjoy. I love asparagus, so that's one of my favorite ones. Then you got the leafy greens. They're pretty famous. We are accustomed to eating leafy greens. You got the lettuce, the spinach, arugula, your kale, you know, all of those. So you got your leafy greens. Then you got your roots, beets, potato, carrots, sweet potatoes, right? Yucca root. So, or cassava, so how they call it in some other places. So those are your roots. You got your whole grains. That, man, that's staple. You got wheat, brown rice, right? I think quinoa goes into grains as well. Or no, I think quinoa goes in seed. But at the same time, you know, you can, I like to call it a grain because I literally make quinoa like if I was making rice. So that's why I kind of call it a grain. I think it kind of goes into the seeds category. Then you got your mushrooms, you got portobello, the bottom mushrooms, and all your mushrooms in that same umbrella. So find the mushrooms you like and then just enjoy those. And then last but not least, you got nuts and seeds. On the nuts, you got pecan, cashew, walnuts, right? You got cashew, walnut, you got peanuts, and then the list goes on. On the seeds, you got flaxseed, chia seed, hemp seed, and, you know, all these different type of seeds. So that's pretty much what a whole food plant-based staple looks like. And then you can just get creative with that. There's so many different variety of foods that you can make and you can get put together with all this different type of food. That's the beautiful thing about a whole food plant-based. It gives you so much. And all these foods, you can find it for a very affordable price if you stick into eating whole food. Processed food will cost you a little bit more, but whole food is definitely going to give you a really good variety, and it's going to be a lot more affordable. I know a lot of people say that vegan food is expensive, which I'm going to actually have a whole episode just talking about vegan food and how expensive or affordable it is. So I'm not even going to dwell on that topic on this particular episode. But yes, I'll be mentioning it. I'll be talking about that soon. But yes, basically, guys, stick to whole food. On a nutshell, as a vegan, we really don't limit ourselves on what we eat. We enjoy food, flavors, and texture just like anybody else. Many of y'all, however, for ethical vegan is much deeper than taste bud or flavor. It's reducing animal exploitation and to help conserve this planet. Therefore, our diet won't necessarily be the healthiest one in some cases. If you never thought about nutrition before going vegan, once you go vegan, you're not necessarily thinking about nutrition. Your purpose is deeper than that. It's thinking about animal, planet, and so on. However, you can easily adapt a whole food plant-based diet. As a vegan, it's easy to transition to a whole food because it's not like you're going back to eating animal products. You just have to tweak a little bit of the food that you're eating. And most likely, most vegans are already doing it. It's just a small contribution that they need to do. So I would like to give you guys a few tips and advice. If I had to tell guys what to eat and what to avoid. So let me start with what to eat. So I want you to focus on eating whole food plants, vegetables, emphasize leafy greens, legumes, fruits, intact whole grains, nuts, and seeds. That's definitely what you eat. Then you have plant-based, minimally processed food. So you have to reduce the amount of processed food that you eat to a minimum. You can still eat it, but sporadically, don't abuse it. You got whole plant food that are 1 to 2 step away from nature with minimal ingredients, whole grains, pasta, bread, and cereal. Then you also have the plant-based, more processed food. Okay, these processed plant fragments often contain with other ingredients like white bread, protein bars, plant seeds, cheese products, and so on and so forth. So this one right here is like highly processed food. Like there's no nutritional value in some of this food. Like vegan cheese is delicious, but this really doesn't have any nutritional value. So you wanna stay away from these. This is the ones that you literally wanna eat it maybe once a month, maybe if once a week if. So you want to really stay away a lot of for these meals. Just completely reduce the amount you eat of these. And like I said, you just want to focus on whole food plant-based. Now, what do you really need to avoid? This is like this. We're not going to compromise. So this is what something that you need to eliminate out of your diet. So let's start with SOS, stands for salt, oil, and sugar. Salt, oil, and sugar has been added during your food preparation, cooking, or afterward. So like sweetened beverage and most packaged food. So anything that has salt, oil, and sugar, you really, really have to try to stay away from it. And then animal byproduct or animal product, completely eliminate that out of your diet. So we have animal food items derived from any animal source, like beef, fish, poultry, all dairy products, yogurt, cheese, milk, lunch meat, fried food, etc. So all those things that is animal product, yeah, you gotta get rid of it. So that's no good for it. So that's not really not good for it. So those are the things that I highly suggest. So what to eat and what to avoid. So that's one thing that I wanted to bring in with this episode. Is don't make it that complicated, guys. Is eating vegan or what a vegan eat can go as complicated as you want it to, or it can be as simple as you want it to. You can definitely find a variety of recipes, things that you can prepare, how can you get creative with your food. You can find all of that. I have a lot of that information in a lot of my social media. I was sharing some of my recipes. In a lot of my programs, I have tons of recipes and cookbooks that I'm going to provide. I provide to my students. But at the same time, you just keep it simple to the basic things. Fruit, legumes, grains, nuts, and seeds, vegetables. How can you go wrong with that? How can you go wrong with that? So, for example, you can easily, a breakfast meal that would look like you can have oatmeal with fruits. You can use nut meal, you can use water, whatever you won't feel like it. You can use dates to sweeten the, if you like to have a little bit more sweet, you can use dates. Cut a couple little chunkies of that, and that's super good. You can have a couple of snacks during the day. Those snacks can be fruits. Those snacks can be Mostly you can have vegetables, you can have nut butter. I mean, you can just get, like I said, creative when it comes to that. Then you can have your meal. When it comes to your meal, basically, I mean, you can do brown rice, you can do beans, you can do any type of roots, you know, sweet potato, potato. You can also do any, you can just get creative with your vegetables, your broccoli, spinach, asparagus, just eat them, all of them. Get creative with your vegetables. And yeah, then just kind of focus on those kind of meals. You can sprinkle a little bit of hemp seed. You can use some avocado. Just get creative. You definitely get creative. Follow some of the recipes. There's a lot of things that you can incorporate. And then just with your meals, just kind of play around with those. There's plenty of legumes. So with those, you can definitely get creative. Kidney beans and lentils, really good. You can have your beans, chickpeas. You can do hummus. And then you can make hummus and then dip your vegetable with your hummus. So it's just, there's so much in the plant food and plant-based kingdom that you can do. That is like, it's not like one size fits all when it comes to eating. You can just explore so many ways to do this food, and it's amazing. It tastes so great, and it makes you feel good at the same time too. If you are new to a lifestyle and you don't have any guidance, you don't know where to start, where to go, who to talk to, what do I do? If you know anyone that is vegan, but you feel like you're solo in this world, guys, don't worry. I'm here to help you guys as much as I can. I'm here to provide you guys with some kind of mentoring. It'll be an honor for me to help you guys, to coach you, to lead you, to set you free once you guys understand that this is not very complicated. It's just a mindset. How do you change your paradigm? That starts with our culture, big culture. I've been vegan for about 20 years now. I dedicated my whole half of my life. I'm dedicated to this lifestyle, and I'm passionate about it. And I'm here to help you guys. I'm here to help people transition. Adopt a healthier lifestyle. Adopt a vegan lifestyle that is not only going to be rewarding for them, because they're going to have a mental clarity. They're going to have a better health. But at the same time, you're going to feel that you're contributing to a good cause, which is not exploiting animal, reducing the exploitation or the cruelty that animals go through, helping your planet for a better future, and you're going to be helping your health. So here I am, guys. I'm here to help you guys do this conversion, this transition, for whoever needs that help to create a better version of you. I don't think a plant-based lifestyle, it's not difficult, but it's even easier when you have somebody to lead you, to help you, to guide you, and I'm here for. I'm Roger. I'm your vegan lifestyle coach. Wish you all much love and success in 2021. This is going to be a fantastic year for all of y'all. If you haven't reached out to me yet, just go ahead and do that. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to give a like to this video. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review, please. That totally is going to help us a lot. And if you need me, you can find me on my platform. You can find me on latino.vegano in Instagram. But you can also find me as Roger_vegano on Instagram. Same thing, you can find me on my website, latinovegano.com. Where I post all these episodes, when I post information, I got blogs, and I got programs, and I got a lot of cool stuff for y'all. So guys, thank you so much for the support that you always give us. Don't forget to subscribe, and if you know anyone that needs help, become a vegan. Your vegan lifestyle coach is here for you guys. All right, guys. Love, peace, vegans.
Gracias por escuchar Latino y Vegano. Vegano. Un show donde se habla todo lo relacionado sobre el veganismo entre la comunidad latina. No olviden suscribirse a este podcast, seguirnos en Instagram, Facebook, YouTube y a visitarnos en latinovegano.com. latinoyvegano.com.